This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're here with David Commande from the Heartland Festival Orchestra. They're starting off a new year with Broadway Rhythm, a concert featuring Broadway's Bev and Kirby Ward. The concert is tomorrow night at Five Points Washington. David, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Now, Bev and Kirby Ward represent the song and dance era of music. Can you tell us a little bit about their history as performers and maybe some of the musical influences that have played a role in their career?
Well, each of the two have had very strong careers on Broadway, and Kirby's done a lot of work in television and film as well. So they have this great history that goes way back, but they've been collaborating more and more in their professional lives. And in fact, they've been developing this particular show together over a couple of years, and I happened to check in and say, gee, we'd like to have Kirby back at a perfect time for them to actually bring this show specifically custom-tailored for them. Mm. It's a virtual premiere. Mm. Now, lots of these tunes have been done individually and separately, but this mix is custom-tailored for this program. Mm. And in fact, there are four tunes that have been specifically arranged for Kirby and Bev, and we're the first ones trotting them out.
That's wonderful.
It is. It's very exciting. So as far as their influences, you know, for me, one of the pleasures of this concert and preparing for this concert is the tunes come my way, and I may or may not know the specific arrangements of the tunes, something like Night and Day or Luck Be a Lady or Isn't This a Lovely Day. And if I don't know the arrangement, of course, I get the fun of researching, as we know we all can, online and watching some of the greats deliver these tunes, in fact, many of the greats. And it's so fun to watch Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers or Sid Charisse dancing with Gene Kelly. I mean, the marvelous way and style that they had with these things. And, of course, those partnerships always had something special in the chemistry between the performers, and that's what we've got with Bev and Kirby.
And this is not the first time that you've brought them to Peoria to appear as part of this concert. So I'm wondering, what is it about working with them or what it is that they bring to the concert that you've found really clicks either with the orchestra itself or with the audience?
Well, whether it's classical artists or Broadway artists, I've found if there's something special that we all sense on the stage between the artists and the orchestra and the audience, then I don't hesitate to invite somebody back. And so Kirby, although last year he was traveling with Joan Hess when he appeared in our last New Year's greeting, had that special something. And I said, well, could we bring Kirby back? And that's, in fact, how I discovered that this was in development with Bev. So it's just a matter of discovering that special something. Usually within a few moments at the first rehearsal, I get the idea, here's somebody we really will love performing with. And then, of course, when it fulfills itself in the concert, that's an invitation. Let's do this again.
Now, there's a whole lot of dance involved in this performance. How does that affect the staging with the orchestra? How do you need to adjust where the music happens and where the dancing takes place?
Well, in this case, it's not too super complicated because essentially we leave space in front of the orchestra, between the orchestra and the audience. It's a good 12 to 15 feet deep just to make sure that they have space to move on stage. And you know, little things like camera angles and spotlights and the overall lighting need to be adjusted. But it's relatively straightforward for us to do that. It's a little more complex if we have to stage for something operatic. Mm. But essentially, the downstage area is there to work with. And then it's just me with a little choreography looking one way and then the next to stay in touch with our soloists.
I'm going to take a second here and bring in one of the songs, and I just realized we won't be able to hear it through the speakers, but I'll stick these on.
So. And the easy tag is, you know, because Kirby's coming back, he did this number with us last year, so it's our performance.
Right, so this is a recording from last year's concert.
Right.
Okay. Why don't we take just a moment here and give people a sense of what the concert is like. This is a recording from last year's New Year's concert. This is Kirby Ward and his version of I Could Have Danced All Night.
I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting, why all at once my heart took flight. I'll never know when she began to dance with me. I could have danced
And again, that's Kirby Ward with his rendition of I Could Have Danced All Night from last year's New Year's concert with the Heartland Festival Orchestra. We're talking today with music director David Commande. And David, as I was looking over the program that you've got for this year's concert, one of the things that struck me is how Broadway show tunes kind of inhabit a similar cultural space to where Viennese waltzes did in the 1900s. They kind of straddle that ground between high classical art and quote-unquote low popular entertainment. Is that something that you have been conscious of as this concert has evolved?
Exactly, but not just this concert. Essentially, that is the core of the idea when I first introduced New Year's Greeting Vienna to Broadway. That basic idea is that the American songbook, the American traditions in the Broadway musical grew out of a classical root, but also a popular classical root. So in its day at the end of the 1800s, when Johann Strauss' father and son and brothers and all of their buddies and friends were making that music, it was pleasure music. It was music that everybody in Vienna enjoyed, including the royalty and including the chambermaid, for that matter. And everybody went out to celebrate. And what was different then than now, alas, is that people went there and literally danced. So we get a lot less exercise than they did in those days. But on the other hand, there was this slightly risque, you know, the idea that in the waltz people physically touched one another, of course, was scandalous in that day.
Sure.
And it related to that Austrian Ländler dance, which was a folk dance and so forth. That's how it grew out of that. So essentially, it's by, of, and for the people. And the musical is by, of, and for the American people. And it just crossed the water and took on an American accent and and Americanisms. And, of course, it's evolving still as we speak. You know, a musical like Cats or Wicked or, you know, all the latest, of course, are well different from music of that day. But it is music of our day. And so in that regard, it's perfectly parallel to what used to happen.
David, you mentioned before that there's some really unique arrangements, and you get the pleasure to go through and learn some arrangements for the first time. And that's something unique about the American Musical Theater Songbook. We have these timeless composers, Berlin and Porter, and arrangements just are made almost endlessly out of these tunes. Is there a personal favorite arrangement on the program tomorrow night that you're looking forward to?
Well, one of the easy answers, because there are several easy answers, is the arrangement of 76 trombones. Now, that's a wonderful Meredith Willson tune from The Music Man. And Leroy Anderson, none other than Leroy Anderson, arranged it for orchestra, and that's one of the ones we're doing. I have to love it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's perfect is what it is. Mm-hmm. So it takes these great tunes and then sets it in a way that's incomparable.
Again, this is a concert that the orchestra offers every year, just as you always do a concert that's built around a Beethoven piece. And I'm wondering, from your perspective as the music director, what's the effect that you're going for with a concert like this, and how does that differ from the effect that you're going for in a concert that's built around a Beethoven or a Dvorak or a Mahler?
Well, in a way, I could claim that the effect is never really different. Essentially, our concerts are about pleasure. It's just that the flavors and the texture and so forth is different depending on the source of the drama and the suspense and the sound. So we have a different tone and color palette. We have a different orchestra. We've got a couple of saxophones playing in this one. In our upcoming April concert, we'll even have a country band sitting in with the orchestra. So you can say that the instrument and the specifics of the colors are different. However, the human experience of music is so fundamental to all of us. Surprise is surprise, variation, happiness, sadness, all of those things are at work in the most classical and ancient of musics, right down to our day. So in a way, designing the program is all of a thing. It's just that we've got different musical tools, different works to mix and match to create those effects.
And it's important to note that your community partner for this concert is the Crittenton Centers. We're so pleased to see that you continue to support different organizations. Can you tell us a little bit, again, about these partnerships that the Heartland Festival Orchestra has?
Well, I'm so proud of the Heartland Festival Orchestra because this has been part of the conception of the orchestra from the beginning. And it is both symbolic and a real gesture of thanks to our community. We share in proceeds from every concert with a community partner, and it is a locally based charitable cause with which we share proceeds, as I say, but also which we make efforts to publicize. So in this case, the Crittenton Centers have been at it since 1892, and this is one of the great causes that has been taking care of needy families. All of this time started out as a almost like an emergency ward, maternity ward, for people that didn't have any means whatsoever, and it's evolved into a family and a child service agency, which is doing great work. And I had such a wonderful visit at the Crittenton Centers yesterday, playing a little bit of music for these 3 and 4-year-old kids that were there. They were the sweetest. We had huge fun just playing tunes and singing tunes. It was very moving. They're wonderfully well cared for there. It's a fantastic cause.
We've been talking with David Commande about the Heartland Festival Orchestra's concert, Broadway Rhythm. It's tomorrow night at 7:30 at Five Points, Washington. Thank you again, David, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
This Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m., the Heritage Ensemble presents a choral celebration commemorating the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Audiences will journey through music that motivated and sustained the civil rights movement. The performance takes place at ICC Performing Arts Center.
And the Forest Park Nature Center is hosting another old-time folk and country jam. It's one in a series that's held twice a month. It's an opportunity to dust off an instrument that maybe you've been neglecting for a few years, learn some new music, and meet some other musicians. The jam is Sunday afternoon from 3:30 to 5 o'clock.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. For a longer version of this interview, you can subscribe to our weekly podcast at PeoriaPublicRadio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About. Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit us on the web at PeoriaPublicRadio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.